It is my pleasure to welcome you one more time to Reflection at the Worshippers Radio. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us and among us as we share a thought. Thank you because you will bless every one of us who are tuned into the Worshippers Radio at this time. Let your name be glorified in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me take a reading from the book of 1 Timothy in chapter 4. I read in verse 1. And I read in verse 2 and 3. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food which God created, to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. The message of the word of God in this verse is clear and poignant. The Spirit sends an express warning. He sounds a clear warning to all who are believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, warning about the increased activity of the enemy towards the end time. And what did he warn? That in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Our social media is awash with doctrines that are purely contrary to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God is warning all and sundry to be careful. I listened to a man very recently on the social media who said that Jesus told him that the writings of Paul are not to be considered as important as the writings in the four Gospels. And this is very contrary to Orthodox Christian belief. Orthodox Christian believes that the revelation of God is progressive. In other words, the gospel is explained in the epistles. One may not fully understand what is being said in the gospel unless the person reads the epistles. In the same way, one may not fully understand what is being said in the Old Testament unless the one reads the gospels and sees Jesus' interpretation of those Old Testament situations and thoughts. That is exactly the way Christianity has been presented over the years. And for one to come up today to say that Paul's writings are of secondary value, or rather that the epistles, not just Paul, the epistles are of secondary value to the scripture, to the gospel, is an aberration. As far as I'm concerned, those are the words of doctrines of demons, the activities of the seducing spirits, and the Bible wants us to be very careful not to pay attention to those, because they are surely going to mislead God's people. The Spirit expressly said that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Departing from the faith. The Orthodox Christian faith is centered on the person of Jesus. You don't look for an alternative. You don't look for an additional proof. Jesus is the ultimate theology. Jesus is the highest level of revelation of God. If it is not about Jesus, then it is not about God. If Jesus is not being honored and celebrated, God is simply not being honored and celebrated. We must be very careful for all the people that are coming today claiming fresh encounters and new revelation from Jesus that contradicts the writings of the New Testament. We must be very careful. God wants us to focus on Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and refuse to be deceived, and refuse to be distracted, and refuse to be swayed away from our faith. A similar instruction is given in 2 Timothy in chapter 3. Again, we read in verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiven, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power. He said, from this, wrong. God warned us. These are evidently clear in our society today. There is no doubt that we are already right deep into the perilous times spoken about here. For there is this increased self-love, emphasis on self-love, which is awash in social media. For men will be lovers of themselves. Self-love will always go with the love of money. Self-love will always go with people boasting about their credentials and about who they are. Self-love will always go with pride. Self-love will always go with blasphemy, because a man who loves himself above all certainly will not love God more than himself. And that certainly will enable him to say and act in a way that is inconsistent with the requirements of God for his children. Self-love will pursue somebody to disobey his parents, because who are they? They are oldies who should be discounted, who don't flow into the spirit of the times. It is important you are watchful. You that is a child of God, consider what you are believing. Consider the company you are running with. Consider the theology that is controlling your life. Consider the thoughts you are accommodating in your mind. These are dangerous times, perilous times, Paul calls them, and we must be very, very careful, because the enemy is on rampage. The best way to get out of this is to keep your eyes and focus on Jesus. Love him far more than ever before. Put your ambition at pleasing him and nothing more. Don't look to the left nor to the right. Go right ahead, trusting Jesus and uplifting his name over the circumstances of life. Talk about him wherever you are. Love him with all your hearts. Praise him at every occasion. and the devil will keep away from you, and you go ahead and worship your God the way you have desired to. This is perilous time. One of the marks of this time is that people will lose self-control. People are brutal. That's why all kinds of heinous crimes are going around the whole place. People are giving to drugs, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. People are giving to all kinds of, you know, illicit behavior and habits that we make them feel high and just selfishly satisfied, not minding how their actions affect the life of their loved ones, how their actions affect the testimony and the integrity of their parents, how their actions affect the well-being of the church and the community they came from. Let's be careful. These are dangerous times. Be vigilant in prayer. Be vigilant in the word of the Lord. Don't just run with any crowd. Always stop to ask questions. Who are they and where are they headed to? God will help you and God will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us about some of these activities of the end time, when the devil will enhance its spread of nets to catch as many people as possible. But their warning is clear and pungent. We are in perilous times. We must be very careful. We must be circumspect in the way we do things. We must redeem our time. We must look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hold us, help us, O God, to hold unto you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but looking right on unto Jesus as we follow him into the kingdom. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
To learn more about Reflections with Dr. Cuzmas and to download today's message and all previous messages, go to worshippersradio.com/cos or simply click on the Buy button and you will find all the information you need.